show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm talking about the fallout from the raid of, you know, Mar-a-Lago and former President Donald Trump. And it's, Tom, this is what I just don't understand about this nation. Criminals who are making threats towards the United States government. These guys are saying, I've got my ammunition, right? Lock and load. It's time that we take the government back. We'll make the FBI pay. Tom, what? Why is that allowed to take place? Why do they get a pass, man? Why do they get a pass?
I would like to say, why don't they join us to get money out of politics, and why don't they join us to get money out of the military-industrial complex is what I would say to them. But also I would say to people like Chatters and CJ and people like this that, you know what, they would be in jail right now for anything that they've done compared to what Donald Trump has done. If they did even one thing that Donald Trump did, I can guarantee you they don't have the lawyers to be able to get them out of the trouble that Donald Trump does. And I don't know why it is that they think that that is equal justice under the law. And that is for anyone that is a progressive, a conservative, a MAGA, whatever it is. Why is it that you guys think that you are less than Donald Trump? Why is it that you don't think that more of yourself? Because I don't think they think very much of themselves, because they have to always prop up Donald like he's a king. People, look at yourself. I mean, get a life. Stop, you know, so, just going along with what Donald wants.
So, Tom, listen to this, because tomorrow I got a special guest that you're going to enjoy. It is a person who is representing In Citizens United, a national entity that has been put together to challenge that, and certainly I'll have them on at 9:30. So just wanted to let you know ahead of time, a national entity. But here's what I'm trying to get at. Lock and Load says the top comment related to Mar-a-Lago search on Patriots. Pro-Trump comment forum that emerged as Reddit banned the then Donald Trump group of nearly 800,000. When one user asks, are we not in a Cold War at this point? Another suggests that violence is imminent, with the authentic pain coming soon. These are threats. I already bought my ammo. Civil war. Pick up arms. Propel Civil War II just kicked off. Let's do the war one step closer to a kinetic civil war. Help me understand, Tom.
These are people that shouldn't be getting media attention, first off. But these are people that belong in nut houses, honestly.
Yeah, but they're armed, Tom. Tom, they're armed.
I know they're armed.
Well, let's do this. Tom, hold your thought.
They're nutty.
Let's bring on CJ. CJ, what's going on?
Well,
explain that, CJ. You are one of those guys who talked about a Democrat saying defund the police. Here you've got Marjorie Taylor Greene saying defund the FBI. What's the difference?
Well, the difference is that it's been politically weaponized. it was proven that the Clinton campaign, and it's still being investigated, was the one that bought the dossier.
No. What's the difference between the Republican political party saying defund the FBI and you and others constantly saying Democrats said defund the police? What's the difference?
Well, the difference is that I think all should be investigated. Any corruption.
No, you're changing the subject, man. You know, you couldn't beat you constantly talking about defund the police. The Democrats said defund the police. Republicans just said defund the FBI.
Defund the police.
Well, Mandela Barnes is not a United States Senator. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a congresswoman.
And he's not going to be a United States Senator.
She is a congresswoman. You show the hypocrisy, man. Don't you see that? You won't
I'm not talking about Mandela Barnes.
Don't change the subject. Address the question I just put before you.
So
what's the difference?
I believe that corruption anywhere should be investigated.
You're not answering the question.
Your party doesn't.
Tom, do you want to attempt to have a conversation with this man?
I would if it would go ahead with you, because you're the host.
Go ahead.
First off, CJ, good to talk to you this morning, buddy. Second, CJ, I really want to find common ground with you. But the thing is, you keep on spewing facts that are just not true. Earl has said, he's asked you a very simple question, and it's really what is the difference between someone saying defund the police, which has never been said, by the way, except for by one person that was in the movement, versus defunding the FBI? Can you answer that question? Don't go into a bunch of filibustering. Just answer the question. What's the difference between the police and the FBI?
He can't answer it.
Well, they're two separate entities. It's ridiculous to even compare the two. We now have a candidate from the Democrat Party that believes in defund the police.
You're talking about a candidate, man, as opposed to an elected official who is Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's an elected official who said defund the FBI.
She will either be reelected.
It doesn't matter. She's elected now. She is elected now.
The FBI with Comey, with Ray. It's been proven that it is now politicized. The Hunter Biden story has been buried. Now it's proven true. The Russian collusion has been proven.
Tom, I don't know. Do you want to continue to try to have a conversation with a man who can't hear? A man who chooses not to hear but only is willing to talk? Tom, go ahead.
That the difference is one is federalized and one is local. Is that why? And you think the FBI is the swamp or something?
No. Ask the people in Racine and Kenosha if they want more police.
You, as Tom said, are filibustering because you can't answer. You can't answer a simple question because you're a hypocrite. Because you call here every day and talk about the Democrats said defund the police, and now when the shoe is on the other foot, you can't come up with an answer because you're a coward.
The FBI is now corrupt.
Oh.
And the defund the police, the cry for that, you now.
When did the FBI become corrupt?
Oh my God, Earl! How about Comey? How about
was the FBI corrupt under Donald Trump?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Now you taught Bill Barr. Taught what he
all right.
Said.
Hey, okay. Cut CJ, man. Cut CJ. Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Jake, you got the last of it quickly. What do you say?
Yeah, I love hearing them dangling and the cognitive dissonance from these people are crazy. Because, you know, yesterday you mentioned the FBI during the Civil Rights Movement, and I'm sure he understands he believes, I'm sure, the FBI wasn't corrupted then, right?
Right.
Probably not at all. Probably the FBI not corrupted during the Bush administration or Clinton because they were going, but... Now that they're an orange stupid boy is under investigation for treason and stealing things, now it matters. Now you have to defund the FBI. I mean, come on, dude. I just want to hear you guys drown continually, and I think you're gonna go brain dead because you're gonna lose brain cells trying to like make this stuff logical.
Well, you can't make a lie ever be the truth, right? You know, when truth enters into the room, lie has to leave, CJ. And you're never going to make the lie out of the truth. Hey, Jake, I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Thank you, Tom. We'll be right back.